Hey friends, Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection. It's August 7th, 2019. And I've got a prophetic word for the month of August. And also at the end, I want you to, maybe if you want to join me, to get communion, the communion elements, bread and some juice or wine. I'm going to walk you through something that's going to really help you. I'm also pre-recording this, so you know, you can still put your questions in the chat window. We have our team online. We use those later on. But in this episode, I want to talk a little bit about the, first of all, the mass shootings we see happening right now. And there's just so much happening, the tragedies. We don't want to just pray for the victims of the ones we have right now. We just want to pray for all the victims of violence that's happening with the Gilroy, California, El Paso, Texas, and Dayton this past few weeks. You know, last July in 2018, the Lord gave me two messages that I put out there about the violence and a prayer strategy to break it. Before I get into that, I want to just, first of all, we just want to pray, Lord, we pray your peace to come now upon the earth. I pray in the name of Jesus, I take authority over the spirit of violence, the spirit of fear, and that spirit trying to cause people to pull back and fear when this is a time the enemy's trying to really rattle us, trying to rattle us because the breakthrough is coming to us with revival. We just pray for the victims of all the violence that's happening right now. Lord, we pray for that prayer strategy in Jesus' name. You know, I had asked the Lord at one time last year, because I released a lot of prophetic words, you know, what was the most powerful prophetic word last year that I had released? And he spoke to me and says, it was July 2018 when I got the three-chord strategy of the enemy, of that he's coming against us with the attack of violence. And you can actually just do an internet search or go to my website. You're going to see it on my website. Just say the three-chord attack or three-chord prayer strategy, and you'll see these two articles come up. But one of them was a video that I did on Spirit Connection. It's called Overcoming the Three-Chord Attack of the Enemy. The other one is a prophetic word, very similar, that was done in August of last year. Now, the three-chord attack, Ecclesiastes 4:12 says, a cord of three strands is not easily broken. Now that one can be overcome, one can be overpowered, two can defend themselves, but a cord of three strands is not easily broken. And so, you know, if you're praying by yourself, I got this breakthrough, is how I got healed of a lot of stuff in my life, is I was praying by myself immediately when I realized this. I went out, I started to agree with people in prayer everywhere I would go. And that's what I would encourage you, because a cord of three strands is not easily broken. Well, the enemy knows this. He knows the word of God. We know that because Satan and Jesus had a conversation in the wilderness. And Satan used the scriptures, but used them out of context. It got them twisted. And I just want to say this, is that there is an attack of the enemy. It's kind of like a hybrid attack trying to get you to think that you've lost, that you're not winning, that trying to get you to think he's more powerful. It's a three-chord attack. Three things have come together. Fear, anger, or lack of love, and judgments. Fear, anger, and lack of judgment. Excuse me. Fear, anger, and judgments. That lack of love is what I was trying to say in there. Because some people might not realize that they're angry, but maybe you might, or you know someone who lacks love. That's why I was trying to put it in there, because anger is kind of a strong word for some people. You might not realize it. But there's these three attacks of the enemy coming together as one. I want you to read the article I did last year, watch the video. It will help you to break through this. And we can separate out that spirit of fear. And the first thing you want to do with an attack of the enemy is you want to divide out these three. You want to separate them out. You want to make sure you don't have anything in common with these three things. And what that means is that you don't want to have fear in your life. You want to get rid of any lacking of love or anger, and you want to get rid of judgment. So Lord, we just now, we rid ourselves, we cleanse anything we would have in common with the spirit of fear. We repent for allowing fear into our lives. We're allowing any type of lack of love or judgments that are coming in. Now we divide those three. In other words, we bind them. We bind those attacks and we cast it out over us, and that we can walk in peace and freedom in Jesus' name. Now, it's a little bit more complicated than that. I've done a lot of training on it, on the three-chord attack, and you can just look at that later on. But I really want to encourage you not to back down right now. We are in a time where God is preparing us. And here's the prophetic word for August 2019. We are in a time of preparation. We're sitting on some of the most amazing times just ahead. And it seems like things are very uncertain, but we have to gain that heavenly perspective to overcome the attacks of the enemy all around the world right now. And you can be sure that these disasters, these difficult times, these storms, these shootings, all this stuff is not from God. Because some people say to me, well, how could a loving God allow this stuff? Well, it's not a loving God who's doing it. It's the enemy. It's Satan who's doing it. And God is a loving God, so he never forces himself on anyone. And that's why we see people who are operating in these higher levels of the demonic spirits. And it's not God at all, but God has a solution. We need to really press in right now and get that. Hebrews 12:28. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. Listen. This is a time. This is a time of shaking. But in order to receive the greater levels of His power and His calling that He has right now, we are in a time of shaking. It's a testing and preparation so that we can receive the kingdom that cannot be shaken. And that's why those things are happening in the world. The Lord wants to use these things. You need to persevere through it. He's calling you to walk through the storms without being afraid or without being blown away or blown over or anything like that. And God is speaking right now. Listen, He told me this. He's speaking your name right now. According to Isaiah 43, verse 1. But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, He who formed you, Israel, do not fear. For I have redeemed you and I have summoned you by name. Watch for God to begin to speak confirmations starting right now. I mean, it's happening to me. He's speaking our names in some way. And that what that means is that He's doing something that you know that this is the Lord, by that you're certain that it's God. He's doing things right now to confirm what my words even. He's confirming what He's been speaking to you. Maybe if you haven't heard Him speak, ask Him to speak, and He will do that. Isaiah 43, verse 2, this is the same that I just read. It's the next verse. But as you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. And when you pass through the fires, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Now, the past few months, it's been some fierce storms and trials for me anyway, personally, and our ministry. We've walked through things, and I've noticed that, is that the Lord, what it is, but the Lord will tell us what's going on, and it's often right before the breakthrough that we see the heaviest attacks. And these aren't the attacks of the Lord. I almost said it backwards. Sorry. I know these are not the attacks, but I'm telling you, He will confirm His word for you. But it's important that you become the victor and not the victim. Do not shrink back in fear. Do not start complaining and judgments. Don't get angry over this. You got to break that off. And the Lord gave me this word for this month, is to stay in the eye of the storm. Matthew 8:24. Suddenly, a furious storm came up on the lake, and the waves swept over the boat that Jesus was in. It was such a violent storm that that He commanded it to be still even. And, you know, this is it. He slept. Jesus was sleeping. in the bottom of the boat. And then the other time, in Matthew 14:26, this is another case where the storm came. He walked on the water. He walked above the waves. So what he's calling us to do right now is to either sleep or rest in the midst of this, rest in his word, or rise above it, or get up and command it. That's what he did. He got up and commanded the storm. So I speak to the storm over you. I speak to the storm in your life in the name of Jesus. Be still. And, you know, Jesus immediately said in Matthew 12:27, take courage, do not be afraid. He's saying this right now. I am with you. And so this is a prophetic word for people right now, is to do not fear. You've got to step into this, because if you buy into the fear, that's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to not go out of your house. He wants you to be afraid of what's going on, either maybe that you missed it. But the Lord showed me that I need to pick and choose my battles. In the midst of the heaviest storms, you can stay in the eye of the storm. You know, the center of the hurricane is called the eye of the storm, and it's peaceful there. And I was battling these storms and these things going on in my life, and then suddenly I hit a place of peace. And then someone wanted me to get pray, you know, someone called me to get pray about this battle again. And I thought, well, you know what? I think I'm just going to command it to be still and stay in the eye of the storm. And that's a key right now. Coming into agreement. 1 Corinthians 1:10, I appeal to you, Paul says, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you agree with one another in what you say, so that there's no divisions among you. And specifically, be perfectly united in mind and in thought. You want to be united in the mind of the Lord. You can have the mind of Christ. You can walk in this place of agreement. I've noticed that when I agree with other people in prayer or agree with the Bible, I do these things and something shifts over my life. And I want to encourage you. There's power in agreement with the words of the Lord. And keep in mind that the promises of God in the Bible are very real. Heaven is extremely real. Heaven is more, actually, there's more reality of heaven than anywhere else in the entire universe. So any words that you see in the Bible, anything that you see, you could actually come into agreement with those and begin to bring them into a reality. This is how I got healed of all kinds of things that were against me. It took a little bit of time to get aligned, but once I did, wow, things snapped right into place. And also there's power in agreeing with each other in prayer. You know, call someone. When I've been going through this time, I've been texting other people. I've been texting people, or you can utilize the internet because the prayers, when you two agree together, it will be done, Jesus said. A cord of three strands is not easily broken. Don't be beat down. Don't let the enemy get you sidetracked and off it, you know, off the beaten path somewhere. You want to get back in. You know, the enemy is kicking up storms right now, but I want to tell you there's a breakthrough in the new season, and you need to find that place of peace. It's called the eye of the storm. So I want to encourage you right now, stay in that place if you can find it. What I do is I battle in the morning. I got some Bible verses, and I'm going to show you in just a few minutes. I'm going to take communion with you. I'm going to give you some tools on how you can fight through this time. And I'm going to give you some of the stuff that I use, some Bible verses and things. I take communion every day, and I stay in the eye of the storm. Sometimes I'm battling a little bit more. You know, it's not always perfect, but I want to encourage you. Our breakthrough is at hand. Let me show you how to stay at peace in the midst of a storm. Hebrews 4 talks about laboring or battling to enter the Lord's rest. Well, that's an oxymoron. You know, laboring, fighting to enter into rest, you know, and it doesn't make sense. But in a sense, you know, we need to battle to get to that place. The Lord's rest does not mean that you don't do any work and you take time off. The rest of the Lord is the eye of the storm. When you can do what Jesus did, he slept in the boat when Satan was trying to kill him. And he got in that place. That was I tell you, that's the Lord's rest. That's when the Bible becomes a reality. The things in the Bible become a reality for you where there's no other reality. That's the rest of the Lord. And for me, when I get into that place of rest in the Lord, I'm still working, I'm still doing things, and I might have to battle and pray here and there, but I'm telling you, there's a place where you understand God's goodness, you understand His Word, you understand His ways, and you're not moved by these things. That's the rest of the Lord. It's a place where you understand, the principles and how they operate, and the Holy Spirit and the angels, that you could actually get more done in this place. I figured that out when I would find the place of peace and stay in it all day. I might have to battle later on, but I stay in that place of peace as much as possible, and then begin to listen to the Lord for things that I need to do. This is the season we're in right now, especially as we're moving into August. And we're going towards September and October. We have the Jewish New Year coming up, and things are going to be a shift happening. I'm telling you, well, let me give you a few other things that will help you, some practical things that you can do that will help you to stay at peace in the middle of the storm. Well, first of all, is to get rid of anything you might have in common with the enemy. And that's when Jesus battled Satan in the wilderness. And after Satan left, he said, oh, he'll be back, but he's found nothing in me. That means that he comes back to try to find something to access you. He tries to get you to get upset, things like that. So here's what I do. I develop the Colossians 3 character. If you read Colossians 3, just go ahead and use that as your, if you want to go through a quiet time or you go through a study. I use Colossians 3 quite often, or I have in the past anyway. And so in Colossians 3, I'm going to paraphrase this a little bit, but Paul says this: set your mind on things above. That's basically heaven. Put to death the earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed. Get rid of anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language, and lying. And then don't just stop there. See, that's the problem. A lot of people just want to get rid of those things. They don't realize the next step is what's going to help you. Clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, and forgiveness. You must also fill that house. Jesus told a parable about a man who cleaned up his house, drove away a spirit, went and got seven more, and came back. It's because you have to fill yourself with the light. You can't just die to the old things. I just wrote a blog a couple weeks ago, I think last week, that was talking about dying too hard. You can die too hard to the and not realize that you need to be filled. You know, he must become greater and I must become less. If you're just becoming less without him becoming greater, without being clothed with compassion and kindness and humility and gentleness, patience and forgiveness, you can become empty. And it's very important. You know, when I teach people to go on a negativity fast to help, to help you, I also recommend, don't just fast from negativity, go on a kindness binge. Start binging on the kindness of God, on love. You'll be able to go to new levels that you've never dreamed possible. I call it the Colossians 3 character, if you want to just study that a little more. Another place I want you to go is Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge, my God, in whom I trust. Now, there's a secret place that you can walk in under the shadow of the Almighty. If I'm going through a rough time, especially when I was going through an affliction, which I'm totally healed of now, but I went through these rough times and battling here in Hollywood, I had some rough nights, I don't want to tell you. But some nights, I would just lay under the wings. I would lay under the Psalm 91. Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I'd take refuge under Him. And I do that each day. Now, Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verses 6 and 7. I love this. Place me as a seal on your heart, as a seal on your arm. For a love is as strong as death. Its jealousy unyielding as the grave. It burns like a blazing fire. Mighty, it's like a mighty flame, and many waters cannot quench this love. Rivers cannot sweep it away. That's the love of the Lord. I tell the Lord all the time. I said, my love for you is stronger than death. I'm not afraid of death. I tell you, once you understand God, I don't want to show up early or anything in heaven, but once you understand God's love, you won't have the fear. You won't be walking. I want to break off the fear of death off of people, the fear of terror, the fear of terrorism, the fear of cancer, the fear of shootings happening, the fear, these are fears by the power and blood of Jesus right now. Those are the storms. I just saw them. I'm going to break these off right now. Whatever might be troubling you, by the power and blood and the name of Jesus. That's my three chord power. It's dunamis power from on high. The blood of Jesus, what he did on the cross, and the name of Jesus Christ. I take this three-chord attack against the enemy, against sicknesses, against fears, against judgments and arguments, things that are going on, and I say, by the power, blood, and the name of Jesus, cease, be still. You storm, be still. Wow. And there's another thing that you could do, actually, is what I do each day is I have an encounter with the Lord at whatever level, but maybe if you don't know how to do it, I can just show you some things. In fact, I'm gonna take communion here in just a second because I do this in association with communion. Every single day I take communion. Some people ask me why. I say, well, you know, when I went through a terrible affliction, I started taking communion every day, and I realized that, wow, I love communion. I commune with him. It's his blood and his body. It brings you into line with the Lord. And you could use it with decreeing verses or praying verses as well. And it's very, very powerful. How I start out is Psalm 139, verse 23. Write it down. Psalm 129, verse 23. Search me, O God, know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's an offensive way in me and lead me into the way everlasting. I ask the Lord to search me every day. Then if there is something, 1 John 1, 9 says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us, purify us of all unrighteousness. Now, why is that important? Because you know what? The Bible also says that the prayers of a righteous man or woman are powerful and effective. So if you confess, no matter if you, hey, you know what? If you're struggling with repeated sin right now, just keep confessing every day. And then you'll get into this place where your prayers will become powerful and effective. Then I take my position in the Lord. There's a verse about Ephesians 2:6, but God has raised it up in Christ. He seated us with him in heavenly realms. You're seated with Christ right now in the spiritual realm. I can do all things through God who gives me strength. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Every tongue that accuses you in judgment will be condemned. These are Bible verses. These are how I pray or I decree. And so I do these each day. And also, these three verses here, you want to hear the Lord. John 16:13, 2 Corinthians 2:10, and Daniel 2:22. When he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will only speak what he hears and tell you what is yet to come. 2 Corinthians 2:10, these are the things that God has revealed to us by his Spirit, the Spirit that searches all things, even the deep things of God. Daniel 2:22, he reveals deep and hidden things, and he knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells in him. I tell you, these three verses are a pry bar. I use them several times a day. Sometimes I just combine them with communion. I combine them with worship. And also, I throw in Colossians 1:26. I just say, Lord, tell me the mysteries which have been hidden from ages and from generations and have been now revealed to his saints. And then I step into the place of communion. Hebrews 10:19. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, and a new and living way that is open to us through the curtain that is his body. Now, the curtain used to separate the Holy of Holies in the temple, but when Jesus, when he died, was the temple, that curtain split, but we can still enter this place. It's a new and living way by the curtain that is his body. This is communion and his blood. And since we have a great high priest over the house of God, that's Jesus, let us draw near with a sincere heart, are full of assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled and cleansed from a guilty conscience. That's how you do it. You just let it go. You let God, give it to God. And being washed by pure water of the word, it's the blood of Jesus that allows us to enter into the place, the presence of God. I do this every single day, and I activate it with communion. And I want to do that right now. If you have communion, or you can go back and watch this later. But right now, I enter into this holy place. I repent right now of anything. Lord, if there's anything I need to repent from in Jesus' name, also, Lord, I pray that you would just allow my spirit, everyone together, we're coming into agreement to overcome the storm. So we're entering into the place of peace, that holy place, that the secret place, the Psalm 91 place, in the name of Jesus. I'm taking the communion elements right now, his body and his blood. Wow. Every single day I do this, sometimes twice a day, I don't know. I use verses, take communion, and wow, things shift into place. And it allows you to move into places that you never dreamed possible. I want you to share this with others and maybe go back and listen to it again. But also, here's some follow-up steps. You know, keep a log or a record of things that God's doing. And especially as you go through this exercise, just ask the Lord to speak to you each day. What's he saying right now? Is he speaking to you? And what is it? And I tell you, I wonder how people, you know, how do you hear God if you're not writing it down and following through? I know I never used to. I've journaled for a long time, but now I journal every day. You don't have to do that. I've got a PhD, prophecy, healing, and dreams in the Holy Spirit. But I've got the PhD in journaling, but you don't have to do that. You don't have to start running a marathon if you're not used to it. But at least start to notice things. Notice the Lord. Use this exercise, these verses. Write it down. It's going to be life-changing. The prophetic word is for now. In Jesus' name, I pray now, Lord, open the heavens. Wow. Well, DougAddison.com is my website. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter, The Doug Addison, Doug T. Addison. On Facebook, Facebook is The Doug Addison. Twitter and Instagram, Doug T. Addison, my middle initial. And also, my daily prophetic words, hashtag daily prophetic. They're everywhere. If you want to get them delivered to your email address or box, just go to my website, DougAddison.com, and you'll see the daily prophetic there as well. Now, I've got a new online workshop that's coming up. I took a break for a couple months, and I felt the Lord saying to do this. When we were doing a School of the Spirit level of training, and that's what we've been doing since 2015, and I hadn't really done one a bit because we needed the break, but there's something that God wants to do right now. It's called Advancing into the Courts of Heaven, Strategies to Win in Your Daily Life. Go to DougAddison.com/advancing. It's September 21st, 2019, from 10 to noon Pacific time. You don't have to be there live. You'll get the notes, but you do need to sign up, and there is a small fee, and it is intensive training. But listen, it's not that, you know, I've done three other versions of this, you know, like I've done the Courts of Heaven 1, 2, and 3. This is Advancing in the Courts of Heaven. Kind of stands on its own. It's not part 4, but if you're familiar with it, it will take you to a new level. Or if you're just starting out as well, this is the latest that I have, the revelation the Lord gave me especially into the specific place that is in the courts of heaven. It's in the Bible, and it's the Daniel chapter 7, Ancient of Days court. And it's interesting that in the midst of revealing the end time stuff that God, it doesn't make sense in the book of Daniel, is suddenly, wow, the Supreme Court of the Bible opens up, which says we're in the times right now. We need to advance. And it's not just elusive stuff. These are some steps that you can take as well, specifically. So check that out. And we're just going to, you know, I'm real excited for all that God's doing right now. And I've got a couple of free ebooks. If you want to go to my website, DougEdison.com, you can click on the How to Shift the Spiritual Atmosphere Over Your Relationships. It's totally free. And you're going to also, I have a new 3 audio set. I want to just tell you about these things right now because they're going to change your life. And a lot of my stuff is free. Some of it I charge a nominal amount. That's how we able to do what we do, or people give donations. But I got a brand new 3 audio set on how to hear God's voice, how to know if it's between you, yourself, and the Lord. And it's a 3 audio part series on how to bring clarity. DougEdison.com/clarity. Check those out as well. Consider donating to us. You can text the word LOVE to 45888 or become a partner with us. All right, enough of the commercials. I want to do actually just one question, a couple of questions here. People give us these questions all the time. How do you stay at peace while you're waiting on God's timing to unfold? Well, that's where you do what I do. These exercises that I just walked you through by taking communion every day. Find some Bible verses. You know, I mentioned Colossians 1:28 that I say about the mysteries. I always started praying that. I knew God told me that I was going to get revelation into the book of Daniel. I hadn't gotten it yet. So I found some Bible verses, begin to pray and decree, and I was waiting on God's timing, and then it shows up. Suddenly, it shows up. And it was exciting when it does that. Here's another question. How do we pray to stop the mass shootings before they happen? Now, I'm actually able to do that in my area the best I can, according, you know, in agreement with God. Several years ago, in fact, if you Google the Doug Addison 3-chord prayer strategy, you'll see these that I mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast. You'll see the video and the blog that I wrote on it, Prophetic Word. And I explain that I was able to stop these things from happening in my area the best I can because I pray specifically each day. And I think we need to raise up the watch of the Lord. The watch of the Lord is where the prophetic intercessors, or just intercessors, rise up and begin to call out to God to stop the violence. I do each day. Today, I broke several terrorist attacks before they even happened. If you go to that article and that video, I'll tell you what happened in my community, exactly what was an answer to the prayer that I've been praying, so you can get that as well. And here's another question. How do I overcome fear in the midst of the news reports of violence? Well, this is really, really important that you ground yourself in the Lord. What I just walked you through, if you do communion each day and begin to take authority, if you're struggling with fear, get some Bible verses. If you do an internet search, Swatting the Fly of Fear, and it's on Aslan Play's website. It's a bunch of verses on Bible verses on fear. And then take the Bible verses and begin to pray them and do communion, what I just did. And I tell you, you're going to see a radical change happen in your life. Okay, everybody, DougEdison.com is my website, my daily prophetic words as well. I'm real excited. Lord, I pray for this word to get out to the world. I pray that it would change people's life on earth as it is in heaven, in Jesus' name. See you soon.